Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You won't die, and if you do die, you won't care, because you'll be dead. Best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch and let the big dog see.
Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes.
It's up to you. Unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not.
Stop this with your father. I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay? Let me finish. I got to prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
Like, I'm 54 years old right now. Like that. I mean, it just flew by. And you think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, you know, there is no tomorrow from Rocky III.
Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had to, where I'm going. Home to get me. Ain't nobody there.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
Look, the fire's coming. Are you ready for the fire? We're firemen. Okay. We are firemen!
Got it, Coach.
The heat doesn't bother us. We live in the heat. We train in the heat.
Yeah, let's go.
It tells us that we're ready. We're at home. We're where we're supposed to be. Flames don't intimidate us. What do? We control the flames. We control them. We move the flames where we want to.
Let's go.
And then we extinguish them.
Let's go.
Michael Jordan tells me one day he wants to be the best player to ever played here. And I said, well, you got to work harder than you did in high school. He said, I worked as hard as everybody else. I said, oh, excuse me. I thought you just told me you want to be the best player to ever play here. He said, I'm going to show you. Nobody will ever work as hard as I work.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Ah. Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away. It's raining outside. It's cold outside. When you don't want to put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair, and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're gonna hold true to what you believe, and you're gonna hold true to who you are, and you're gonna be that person whether it's easier or it's not. And that's the standard that I'm gonna hold my children to, and that's the standard I hold myself to. If I can't do it, then how can I tell them to do it?
There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong. Wait a minute, I'm not done now. you know, the devil goes, oh no, leave him alone. Hey, he's my favorite.
Don't bother him. Yeah.
Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because you're trying to do something right.
Here's something a guy said recently. This dude said, there's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. That guy was you that said that. And it's important when we step out of this. Like, this stuff matters because no one's effing coming to save you.
And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission. Not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
There is a hook in me. One that you cannot see. But it is there. And you think I have a choice? There is no choice.
But just like success, no matter what field or whatever endeavor you are, and success, whether it's in the gym here, if it's in business, or whatever success is, the underlying quality of that life runs parallel to commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much, you know, money you have or how much success you have. Well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that's, that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one's going to miracle me to be somebody special. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way
mm-hmm.
and has a good perspective on it elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them. It reminds them that they're just mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that...
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's mm-hmm. say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub or
right.
whatever.
I'm a big believer that you should only listen to somebody or take advice from people who have bigger dreams for your life than you do.
Mm.
And I think most people don't have bigger dreams for you, which just means that for me, like, their advice is invalid.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. That's what makes you, separates you.
You know, when you're built different than everybody else, and you have this desire for more, and this desire for achievement, and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're fucked up, and they'll tell you that too. You know, what the f*** is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just relax? Why can't you just do this? Why can't? Because I'm just not built that way, man.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default.
Success is this. And training and struggling and suffer and sacrifice. And then success is this. But this tastes so much more than this.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that people today are 100% aware what it means.
Hungry, sometimes we don't have food to eat one day and we just drink water.
Just drink water?
Just drink water.
Did you really sleep in a cardboard box and on pavement at times outside when you were growing up?
Yes, outside the street I sleep in with the cartoon, you know, the cartoon, the box, and we sleep there.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, or there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like, I've fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shit breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
We don't push nobody. We don't make nobody. Like, if you don't want, okay, leave. Like, even yesterday, I was talking with them. It was Saturday and everybody complained about their tired. What you want? All week you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tired, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. You 6 days, you work so hard. Of course you're going to tired. Tomorrow rest and Monday we're going to begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. They walk out inside the cage, they fight and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes. This is not your business. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
He was tired. He had personal problem, family problem. Nobody cares. You don't know, like, you just see how he fight and he go.
Yeah.
And for this one, you have to train so hard. If you don't want, halas, go back to Dagestan. Nobody gonna ask about yourself. Without you or with you, there is always going to be champions. With your name, this is your choice. You want to put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
A lot of times we have this desire to point the blame finger externally, but wherever you point the finger of blame, power follows. And so whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence, over my circumstances. And so it hurts, but if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, huh, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me. And so you may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter, because the only thing that you can control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you. And so the revenge porn is thinking about what the version of you who got you here did, and then acting in the exact opposite of that as many times as you possibly can. And the pain that you feel by rejecting the thing that you used to do that got you into this bad circumstance, that's the real revenge.
When you give it your all and you're willing to give up that, put all your will, all your effort, and look past the temporary pain of it to what that pain will dry and solidify into later, as this being the down payment for the future investment to come, willing to sacrifice this now for the belief of what tomorrow can be. You know, you must hope and believe in yourself if you ever want to see what that hope can turn into, what that belief can turn into. By doing this every day, repetitively, those are the measures that lead to the big moments of success that everyone sees in life. No one sees the struggle in here. No one sees the hardship, the early mornings you get up. No one sees any of that. They just see if your hand's raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping, wishing they could be you at 5 in the morning when you get out of bed, when it's pissing rain outside, to come and train for that hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get 2 free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.